Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's more important than ever. Prioritizing your mental health over career success. I know, it sounds like the kind of thing you'd hear at a self-help seminar, right? Find your passion, follow your dreams, all that jazz. But trust me, this is about real life, real struggles, and finding that sweet spot where ambition doesn't come at the cost of your sanity. Ever felt like you were running on fumes, pushing yourself to the limit in pursuit of some imaginary finish line? You know that feeling when every day feels like a sprint, and you're just desperately trying to keep up? That's what happens when we prioritize our careers over our well-being. We're bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, climb the corporate ladder faster, achieve more. But here's the truth. Success without mental clarity is like driving a car with one headlight. You might get there eventually, but it's a bumpy, dangerous ride. So let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you reclaim your well-being and build a life where both success and serenity thrive. First, redefine what success means to you. Is it solely defined by promotions, salary hikes, or public recognition? Or does success encompass a sense of purpose, fulfillment, and genuine happiness? Don't let external pressures dictate your definition of achievement. Take some time to reflect on what truly matters to you, your values, your passions, your relationships. Build your goals around those things, and watch how that shift in perspective transforms your entire outlook. Second, learn to say no. This is a game changer, folks. Saying yes to every opportunity can leave you feeling overwhelmed and burned out. It's okay to set boundaries to protect your time and energy. Remember, it's not selfish to prioritize your well-being. In fact, saying no often frees up space for the things that truly matter. Third, make time for self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, so those are nice. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. It's about engaging in activities that bring you joy, reduce stress, and help you recharge. Whether it's reading a book, going for a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to meditate and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Fourth, practice gratitude. This one might seem simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, your experiences. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you have, and that can make a world of difference in your overall well-being. Finally, seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through this journey alone. Don't be afraid to reach out to friends, family, or therapists if you're struggling. Sharing your burdens and seeking guidance can make a huge difference in navigating the challenges of life. Now, let me tell you a quick story about someone who learned this lesson the hard way. This guy, Mark, was a high-powered marketing executive always on the move, chasing deadlines, climbing the corporate ladder. He was so focused on success that he neglected his health, his relationships, and ultimately, his own happiness. One day, he had a complete breakdown. Stress, anxiety, exhaustion took over. He realized then that all those promotions and accolades meant nothing if he wasn't healthy enough to enjoy them. Mark decided to make a change. He started prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, and taking time for things he loved. It was a challenging journey, but ultimately, he found a better balance of life where success and well-being coexisted. So, how about you? What's one small step you can take today to prioritize your mental health? Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting, taking a walk outside, or simply making time for a mindful moment. Remember, your well-being is an investment. Invest in yourself, and watch your life transform. And that's a wrap for today, folks. Join me tomorrow as we continue our journey towards a more fulfilling and balanced life. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Until then, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.